School board member Tanya Knauer says the district acknowledges the issue with class size and is faced with it every year when school starts, often with classes bulging, when it's too late at that point to do anything about it. The school board has decided to put together a committee made up of parents, teachers, and administrators to study how highly successful schools manage class size.
You know, we don't know yet. And I think that's what's happening right now, is just going throughout the nation and pulling out some of those schools and taking a look and see what they're doing and seeing if there are any trends.
She says she's not sure what the best practices are and can only speculate.
I think this group is going to get together and, again, look at kind of what the better schools are doing. It really gets into, you know, the block schedule. Is that the best? Some high schools and secondary schools have gone back to a 6 or 7 period day. We do the double prep period here. Is that really the best use of our funds for all educators? I mean, it's a bigger discussion.
Setting up the master schedule in March, she says, for the next school year is extremely complex.
You know, there's only one leadership class. There's only one orchestra chamber class. And there's a certain amount of AP classes. So you're trying to get these kids in all of these classes, and there might only be one or two of these classes. So it's hard to change it. And when you come in with the final numbers in October, it's not like you can just magically put in another teacher and resolve your issues.
Knauer says you can't really look across the board and say how many kids should be in all classes. Some courses can either have more students or fewer, depending upon what it takes to effectively teach the class.
I mean, are there certain types of classes that are small, that require small discussion type of environment, and maybe those need to be kept at smaller sizes, whereas others, maybe they're dividing into groups, there's more online work, you know, there aren't, you know, 30 essays to grade. Maybe those classes can handle a little larger. So we're hoping that will also be part of this conversation.
She feels like their new approach is on the right track.
I'm very optimistic in that we're heading in that direction, instead of this whole thing, we put classes together in March and April, and then in October we're complaining about class sizes. I mean, I think we're on the road to finding what I think will be a better solution.
However, it may mean a bigger stress on the budget, especially if they did away with certain things like a double prep period.
It really depends on, I think, what comes up and how big the changes are and what's required to implement them. You know, there are discussions about the double prep period. Does every teacher need a double prep period? And that definitely costs us money to do that.
That's Park City School Board member Tanya Knauer. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.